Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So our article today is about the eagle hunters of Kazakhstan. And these aren't people who hunt for eagles. These are people who hunt with eagles.
That's right.
Which I find a quite fascinating piece of, you know, cultural things to do.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. There's actually a recent documentary that
I've heard of it, yes.
Mm-hmm, it came out about this, about the one female Kazakh eagle hunter in the world, which is obviously very special.
Yeah.
The one person to do this thing.
Yeah, she had to sort of, you know, I presume it was probably a male-dominated kind of profession, so she's had to maybe prove a few traditionalists wrong and show what she could do as she grew up and became an eagle huntress, which is the name of the...
Of the film.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's find out exactly what these eagle hunters are, what they do, and a bit about their history and their culture by reading through today's article. Atop a horse on the remote steppes of Kazakhstan sits a hunter, a massive golden eagle clutching his wrist. Far below in the plain, a rabbit munches happily on some grass, unaware of its danger. The hunter releases the eagle into the sky. It hovers in the air, catches sight of its prey, then swoops down and snatches it up in its razor-sharp talons. The Kazakh people have been using eagles to hunt for centuries. The tradition is said to have begun with the Khitans, a group of nomadic people from northern China. The birds make perfect hunters. Their wingspan can grow up to 6 feet across, and they can dive at speeds approaching 300 kilometers (km) per hour. Moreover, their eyesight is incredible. Golden eagles are said to be able to spot a rabbit in the grass from a distance of 3.2 km. Capturing and training young eagles to hunt is no easy task, and the birds are relatively scarce, so there are few eagle hunters left these days. In fact, the tradition almost died out when Kazakhstan was under Soviet Russian rule, as the communist leaders wanted to stamp out local cultures. Since Kazakhstan became independent in 1991, however, efforts have been made to bring back the old Kazakh customs. Eagle hunting has become a symbol for young Kazakhs looking to connect with their roots. The biggest celebration of the tradition takes place during the Golden Eagle Festival, which is held in Mongolia, where many native Kazakhs fled in order to escape Soviet rule. The festival begins at the start of October and involves parades, demonstrations, and other exhibitions of Kazakh crafts. There are also competition events where hunters and their eagles show off their skills. With events like these, this age-old tradition will hopefully be preserved for centuries to come. So that is our article. So we'll take a very, very brief look at the country mentioned in the title, Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a great deal about this country.
Okay.
It's one of the former Russian states that would have broken off when Berlin Wall went down and the Soviet Republic broke up.
Yeah, around 1991, I think
that
was.
Kind of time,
It's a Central Asian country now.
Yes.
So it's actually the largest landlocked country in the world.
I thought it was a big one. Yes, and I think they have oil.
Yes, I believe they do. I don't know much about their imports and exports, but I do know it's the ninth largest country, and it sits to the south of Russia and to the west of China.
Okay,
so it gives you an idea of where it is.
Yeah, and as we also see in this first sentence, it's got a lot of like wide open, empty countryside.
Right, you'll see that a lot in this sort of Central Asian area.
We start off by talking about at what we could see in this remote place. Atop a horse in the remote steppes of Kazakhstan sits a hunter, a massive golden eagle clutching his wrists. So if an area is remote, it is a long way away from any kind of big major city or urban population. So we're talking far out in the countryside, miles from any other place, basically.
Yeah, so it's actually easy to do that in places like Kazakhstan and Russia and Mongolia, which we'll talk about later, because there's just a lot of land available. And we said that the steppe was remote, and we spelled that in a funny way, steppe. It's a large area of land without trees. So it basically just looks like rolling fields for miles upon miles upon miles.
Yeah, big flat grassland. And we usually talk about the steppes of southeastern Europe or Siberia, Central Asia, these kind of areas that don't have many cities or mountains or forests. It's just big, wide open plainland.
Right. So we saw that this hunter is not alone. Of course, we're talking about the eagle hunters of Kazakhstan. So it says here, a massive golden eagle clutching his wrist. Now, massive is just another way to say very large or very heavy, very solid, even a massive building that's a large, heavy building. Mm-hmm. And it's clutching his wrist. So the eagle's, I guess, talons, which we'll talk about later, will be wrapped around the hunter's arm.
Which will presumably have a guard of some kind.
Hopefully a glove, maybe a metal
wrist thing. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Because to clutch is to hold something really hard and tightly as if you're not going to let it go easily. Mm-hmm. Now, he's up there on his horse, but far below in the plain, a rabbit munches happily on some grass. To munch on something just means to eat that thing in a fairly kind of noisy kind of way. Think of a rabbit happily eating a carrot or something like that.
Right.
And the rabbit is unaware of its danger. It has no idea what's about to happen.
As you probably wouldn't. As a rabbit, you cannot see that eagle far away like it can see you. Now here it says the hunter releases the eagle into the sky, so it's no longer clutching onto the hunter's arm. It's now hovering in the air. When a bird or an insect or something that flies hovers, it stays in one place in the air. It's not moving around. It's sort of, if you think of a helicopter, where a helicopter can move up and sort of stay in the same place without moving around, it's kind of doing that before it all of a sudden catches sight of its prey, which is the rabbit or the animal that it is trying to catch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything that gets eaten by a bigger animal or predator is prey. Mm-hmm. You can actually use prey as a verb, often with the preposition on, spelt the same way with an E. Mm-hmm. Don't spell it with an A. So to prey on something means you live off that thing. You eat that thing. And it's used for another animal, usually a smaller being, although some animals, like, you know, you could prey on something bigger if it was weak and just kind of, you know, like, things can eat larger whales, I think. If, you know, a shark could eat a slightly larger whale.
We know that snakes can prey on larger animals.
Oh, I've seen them trying to eat, like, whole deer and stuff, and that's pretty comedy, actually.
It's not a very nice thing to see if you come across that on the internet, actually.
But I'd check it out anyway. the eagle then swoops down. To swoop is to move rapidly downward through the air. It will then snatch the rabbit up. Here we're combining the verb snatch, which is to sort of grab something quickly and forcefully, and snatch it up because it's going to kind of lift it in an upwards direction after it's grabbed it. And it snatches them with its razor-sharp talons. If something is razor-sharp, it is as sharp as the razor you would use to shave your face, legs, other body parts, and so on. And talons are what we call basically a bird's claws, the sort of sharp bits at the end of its feet, and the foot structure around it is the talon.
One notable feature of a talon is that they're usually curved.
Yes.
So our nails are not the same as a bird's talons.
Because no, and a beast wouldn't really have, like a lion has claws because mm-hmm. they kind of poke out of it.
Right.
But, and they are individual things that come out of the lion's fingers, for want of a better word, whereas mm-hmm. a talon is all connected together. So that's another difference.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Kazakh people for a little bit. We use the demonym Kazakh here. It's just to say that they are the people from Kazakhstan. It says they've been using eagles to hunt for centuries, and the tradition is said to have begun with the Khitans. Now, the Khitans are people who came a long time ago from what's now known as Mongolia and northern China. Mm-hmm. I think it was around the 12th century they started moving west towards Kazakhstan.
Yep,
and
either
making their home there.
Yeah, either to get some more space for them mm-hmm. or to get away from, you know, maybe
wars
or something that was mm-hmm. you know, lack of food. Now, they move because they are nomadic. Nomadic is an adjective. It's related to the noun nomad. Mm-hmm. And a nomad or nomadic people don't stay in one place, or at least not for very long, maybe somewhere for the winter. But when the spring comes, they will move to new places to find food, to find better pasture for their horses.
I think that's what it is. I think a lot of the nomadic people, at least in Central Asia where the steppes are moving to find greener grass.
Exactly.
Because they've sort of gone through the grass in the one area over the last summer.
Yeah, and they'll kind of swing back the next year to where they had been before. But they don't have cities. They may have small villages, but those are very temporary kind of mm-hmm. places. They don't build in stone particularly.
Right. I know particularly in Mongolia, they build houses called yurts mm-hmm. that are able to take them all down and just carry them on their horses' backs and move around. So not many villages there.
Mm-hmm. So next it's learning about the birds mm-hmm. and why they're awesome. They make perfect hunters. So first we mentioned their wingspan. That's basically how wide their wings are from one end to the other. So it can grow up to 6 feet across, which is awesome. That's a very mm-hmm. big, massive, as we said, bird. And they can dive at speeds approaching 300 kilometers an hour. To dive is similar to swoop. It's to move downward through the air, but it's more steep than a swoop.
Right.
It's almost straight down mm-hmm. as opposed to a more swooping, curving movement.
Right. One interesting thing to note that just in case I know in Taiwan we don't use feet mm-hmm. in terms of measurement. So it's about 1.8 meters for those who are wondering. Mm-hmm. Now, we do learn about their eyesight. We say, moreover, their eyesight is incredible. Now, eyesight is your ability to see. So you use your eyes to see. That's your eyesight. And it's incredible. That means it's particularly amazing, almost to the point where it's surprising or difficult to believe that something is true.
Yeah, and the example given is that they are said to be able, this is rumored, it's hard to exactly measure, but they're said to be able to spot a rabbit in the grass from a distance of 3.2 kilometers, which is a vast distance.
Yep,
I
can't see that many kilometers in front of me.
I can't see that many meters in front of me. I can't. Okay, we're going to take a short break now and hand over to our Chinese teacher to talk about more of this article.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天来看一下在空格的一这个句子，它写着 The hunter blank one the eagle into the sky. 从前面的文章呢，你可以知道在这个哈萨克的大草原上呢，有猎人跟一只巨大的金雕，然后他做了怎么样的动作。后面的句子说 It hovers in the air, catches sight of its prey. 然后这个It 指的就是这只金雕呢，就在空中盘旋，然后发现了猎物的踪影。所以按照后面的文章，我们可以来看一下第一题的 A 选项 releases 释放 ，B overcomes 克服 ，C threatens 威胁。D announces 宣告，当然是猎人呢把这只鹰释放到天空，它能够在空中盘旋。所以根据上下文意，第一题的标准答案，我们就选择 A releases。 接着来看到第二个空格，第二个空格呢，前面的句子呢，还写着 The birds make perfect hunters， 也就是说呢，这些鸟呢，是绝佳的猎人。然后看到第二个空格，它是一个转成词，然后后面的句子写着 Their eyesight is incredible， 他们的视力呢，也非常的惊人。那么转成词呢，就要考考同学对于前后文句的理解。前面提到这些鸟类呢，它是绝佳的猎人，后面又说到它们的视力相当的惊人。我们来看一下第二题 A 选项 Therefore 因此是用来讲到前因后果，这两句呢并没有因果关系。B, rather, 指的是更确切的说，通常是前面讲的太模糊，后面再准确的说，才会用到 rather。C, moreover, 此外，我们讲的呢，都是跟这些鸟类它的特质有关，前面提到它们是绝佳的猎人，后面提到此外呢，它们的视力也非常的好，所以这样子都是讲到呢好处，所以第二题我们可以选择 C 选项的 moreover。此外 ，A D 选项的 Nevertheless 然而是在讲前后文意完全相反，不适用于这样子的文章，所以第二题的标准答案就选择 C. Moreover.
We're going to take a short break now, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi guys, welcome back. So now we see a bit about the culture of eagle hunting, and we learn that capturing and training young eagles is no easy task. I mean, they don't necessarily want to hunt for people.
No.
You know, dogs are easy to train, other animals mm-hmm. like that are easier to train. Eagles, not so much. And
right.
what's more, the birds are relatively scarce. So there are few eagle hunters left. If something is scarce, it's very uncommon. There are hardly any left. And we're saying relatively because we're comparing it to how many there used to be
maybe.
In the region, or we're comparing mm-hmm. it to something else, maybe other types of birds
right.
or so on. So we're saying they are scarce compared to probably how many there used to be in that region.
Right.
That would be my guess.
Okay, well, because they're so scarce, we have few eagle hunters left, and that's not the worst part. Here it says, in fact, the tradition almost died out when Kazakhstan was under Soviet Russian rule. Now, when something dies out, it disappears or stops existing completely, which we can see happens with animals. If we hunt them to extinction, we say they die out. It can also happen with traditions that really aren't practiced or languages that aren't practiced anymore, spoken anymore.
Yes, mm-hmm. and this died out, the tradition nearly died out during Soviet Russian rule, which is when the Communist Party was in charge of Russia. And it mentions in the next clause, as the communist leaders wanted to stamp out local cultures.
Right.
Communist is related to communism, this ideology of politics, that everything should be shared by everyone and everybody mm-hmm. should have an equal part of everything and the state should run it all. Doesn't
right.
always work out that
no.
way, as history has shown, but
mm-hmm.
that's what they believed. And they wanted to stamp out local cultures. To stamp something out is kind of like putting out a fire. You
right.
stamp on it until it goes away. But what it means is they wanted those local cultures, the Kazakhs and all these other people, just to kind of forget about their stuff and become Russian communists.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted them to all be one big culture with no local traditions left.
Right. Okay, well, obviously we see here that Kazakhstan became independent in 1991, so they're no longer following communist rule. So because they're now independent, some efforts have been made to bring these traditions back, these old customs back. And now the eagle hunting has actually, we say here, it's become a symbol for young Kazakhs looking to connect with their roots. So they're trying to learn more about their history and where their culture and interesting customs come from.
Yeah, and eagle hunting's a symbol because it's like, okay, this is something our ancestors used to do. This is what made us who we are.
Right.
So many young people are kind of getting interested.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you can, in certain villages and other places in Kazakhstan, they're using eagles and eagle hunters as, you know, they're putting them on like an eagle on the bus or a statue of an eagle hunter somewhere around to be like, this is us, this is who we are, and this is what we want to get back to doing.
Right.
And they have a big celebration of this.
Right.
The Golden Eagle Festival, the biggest celebration of this eagle hunting tradition. A celebration is, it can be anything from a party to a kind of a national, let's celebrate, let's, you know, let's make sure we all appreciate how important this thing is by holding an event, by marking it, by watching it, giving speeches and so on about it, and really making an event or a numerous events to show something's importance.
Okay, well, we see here that the event is held in Mongolia. Now, Mongolia is another Central Asian country. It's to the east of Kazakhstan, between Russia and China. Many of you probably have heard of it, of Genghis Khan and all those tales. So the reason that it's held in Mongolia is because that's where many native Kazakhs fled in order to escape Soviet rule. So instead of living under the communist Soviets, many native Kazakhs left the country, fled is the past tense of flee, which means to leave somewhere very quickly in order to escape from some sort of danger, some sort of political situation you don't agree with or something like that. So many people escaped from the communist rule in Kazakhstan and went to Mongolia. And so that's why the festival is held there now.
Yeah, it's I guess it's almost one of those things where the national border, you know, a line on a map, isn't of as much importance as a general shared traditions and, you know, it's just going to be flat land on both sides of the border. So it's more about where people live and what they do than saying, well, this is them and that's the other side where it's Mongolia and here it's Kazakhstan. So I guess the Mongolians also have eagle hunters in some parts, Kazakhs, or just native Mongolians, ethnic Mongolians. Now, this festival begins at the start of October, so around this month, and involves parades, so people walking and showing off their eagles, demonstrations, so a demonstration is when something is shown. People show, you know, the experts show the youngsters or visitors from other countries, this is how our eagles hunt, you know, this is, see what they can do, you know, we can train them to pick up something and bring it back to us from a long way away, that kind of thing. And it's not just eagles, as there are other exhibitions of Kazakh crafts. Crafts is anything that's kind of made or done by hand and involves a certain amount of skill. So it could relate to clothing. It could relate to, you know, things they use in their daily lives, could relate to art and artwork. So anything that the people make and then kind of sell or use and demonstrate is also on show. There are exhibitions.
Well, that's not it. There's a lot going on at this Golden Eagle Festival. It also says there are also competition events where hunters and their eagles show off their skills. Now, a competition is like an organized event where people or teams of people sort of compete against each other to see who is better and maybe who is faster if it's a race. Now, here it would be competitions to see maybe who has trained their eagle to fly the farthest.
Or bring back the biggest rabbit, bring it quicker. There's also even like which eagle is basically the best looking eagle.
Oh.
The one that's been kind of cared for the best, has, you know, the best looking feathers and so on. And so they're, you know, or do other behavioral things to show that they are properly trained eagles. And so, yeah, all sorts of stuff going on. So with events like these, this age-old tradition will hopefully be preserved for centuries to come. If something is age-old, it's very old, it kind of goes back into different, kind of when the world was a very different place, different ages of the world. So it could mean anything from hundreds to thousands of years in time, you know, when people weren't even using steel and iron. They were using stone and bronze and other items, you know, other materials. And it's a, so it's a very old tradition is what we're saying. And hopefully it will be preserved. People will keep it around. You know, it won't die out and disappear like it almost seemed to do during the Soviet times.
Now, I guess to do that, different kind of steps have to be taken. We have to make sure that the eagles are allowed to sort of procreate
and, yes.
and have more babies.
Yeah, and, you need to look after the eagles, particularly right. in their homes where they live.
Right, and you have to keep control of how you use the land, because if the prey disappears as well, then the eagles don't have anything to hunt, and they disappear. So lots of steps for preserving this, not all cultural, some environmental and obviously
yeah,
political.
Social, you know, people passing on the skills. But
right.
yeah, hopefully we keep seeing these eagle hunters and they can follow their traditions.
Right.
Okay, we're going to hand over to our Chinese teacher one more time, and then we will be back to wrap things up.
接着我们来看到第三个空格，后面的句子写着 Young eagles to hunt is no easy task, and the birds are relatively scarce. 要注意的是呢，前后两个句子用逗号 and 来连接，什么样子的事情并不简单。要注意在这里用来当作主词，讲的是呢，要捕捉并且训练这样子的幼鹰来打猎，并并非易事，我们用动名词来当作主词，所以这一题是考各位同学的文法概念。第三题的标准答案就选择 B, capturing and training。接着第四个空格的句子写着 In fact, the tradition almost died out when Kazakhstan was under Soviet Russian rule. Blank four, the communist leaders wanted to stamp out local cultures. 这样子的一个传统呢即将的消失以及绝迹，正是因为呢这个哈萨克被苏联统治的时候呢这样的传统几乎要绝迹。绝迹，然后怎么样搭配一个连接词，然后呢这些呢共产党的领导人想要呢扑灭这整个当地的文化。我们来看一下第四题 A 选项 or 否则 B whether 是否 C unless 除非 D as 在这里可以解释成为因为。为什么前面会说到灭绝，因为这些呢共产党的领导人想要扑灭这样子的文化，所以搭配文意第四题的标准答案就选择 D as。 第五个空格的句子写着 The biggest celebration of the tradition takes place during the Golden Eagle Festival blank 5 in Mongolia。 我们句子就先看到这里谈到的是呢这个盛大的庆祝活动，那么呢它发生于在这个 Golden Eagle Festival 也就是金雕节来举行。然后补充说明一下，这样子的节庆呢是在蒙古举办的，节庆被举行要用被动的方式来表达，所以第五题也是考同学们文法的概念，标准答案就选择 B which is held。 在这里的 which 就是用来补充说明前面的名词金雕节呢是在蒙古所举行的。第六个空格 The festival begins at the start of October and involves parades, demonstrations and other blank six of Kazakh crafts。 那么节庆的内容呢包括了这些游行以及呢示范的活动，还有其他哈萨克手工艺品的什么呢？ Craft 在这里就是手工艺品，当然是手工艺品的展示。第六题 A 选项 Guardians 保护者，B strategies 策略， C proposals 提案，都不符合答案。正确答案选择 D exhibitions 展示。第七个空格 There are also competition events where hunters and their eagles blank seven their skills。 当然咯，在节庆里面还会有比赛，猎人跟他们的老鹰就可以展现他们的技巧咯。所以搭配文意，第七题的标准答案就选择 A show off 有展现的意思。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, well, that is the end of our article about the eagle hunters of Kazakhstan. Now, Erin did mention a documentary in the in our introduction, The Eagle Huntress, I think.
Right.
Check it out.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really great way to learn more about this tradition and see some great videos and stuff about that. So that would be the best thing to do. Go do it now. And that is us out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.